We were in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they brought this little lady in. I mean, she was just a little lady. And I mean, she was skinny. She was laying on the bed. They brought her in. And Cheryl, she felt so much compassion for this lady. She went over and asked her, do you have unforgiveness toward anybody? Well, sure. No problem. Her sister. Now, why is it that people don't know that if you have unforgiveness, you're going to get a demon tormenting you? Nobody ever teaches it, do they? But it's in the Word. Cheryl got her to repent of her sins. We cast the demon out of her. We prayed for her, and she couldn't get up. She was still there. So I said, okay, we got to start the service, so we're going to go ahead. So in the next three services, I told the people at the end of the service, I said, now, the last day, I said, if you have already been prayed for, I have so many people to pray for. I said, don't come down again. I said, because I don't have enough time to pray for everybody again. I said, so if you didn't get your healing or miracle, just stand on God's word. You will get it if you make sure that you've repented of your sins. Well, this lady, they brought her down on her mat and laid her down right on the front on the floor. And she said, I said, ma'am, I've already prayed for you. She said, but Pastor, nobody ever told me that God hates grumbling and complaining till I came to this service. And she said, I have grumbled and complained about everything in my life. Now, how many people do you know in the church that grumbles and complain? Oh, I mean, I'd have to raise both hands, huh? I try not to, but I do once in a while. You know that, Jack? Isn't that something? Isn't that terrible that we do that? And then she said, I never knew that I had to submit to my husband. And she said, I have not submitted to my husband. I've done what I want to do when I want to do it. I never submitted to my husband. But the Word of God clearly says, wives, submit to your husbands in all things. You know, a lot of women don't know that. And if they don't know that, it's going to make them sick. Eventually, it will make them sick. Let me ask you a question, girls. How many of you girls that are married love to submit to your husband? Before you knew it was God's command, you didn't want to, okay? I mean, but is that the way we are as women, Nancy? I mean, good grief, you know, am I going to submit to this guy? After all, I'm a woman, I can do what I want to when I want to. Is that the way we think? Sure it is. Yeah, that's absolutely right. But God's word says something else, doesn't it? Wives, submit to your husbands in all things. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So anyway, this woman didn't know that. So I covered all that in really in detail. So she said, I want you to pray for me again. And so she repented now of everything. The unforgiveness, the grumbling, complaining, and the not submitting to her husband, everything. She repented of everything. And then I said, okay. Cheryl said, Cheryl, now this is where she's fixing to get violent. She said, are you sure that's all of your sins? She said, yes, that's all my sins, and I have repented. I promise I will walk in obedience to God's word. And so Cheryl said, let's get her up. Let's make her walk. This woman ain't walked in what, 7 years?
7 years.
7 years she ain't walked in 7 years. So we get her up. We're fixing to use Matthew 11:12. The violent take it by force. We attack these devils. We get this girl up. Yeah, she had all kinds of sin in her life, which opened the door to all these demons of hell, and they were putting her down, and there she was. I mean, she was in bad shape. She hadn't walked in 7 years. Yeah, she had Parkinson's, and I don't know what else. She had several things, I think. But anyway, we got that woman up. Cheryl was on one side of her. I was on the other side. We raised that little woman up, and I'd start to let off. I said, take a step. And as soon as I'd let off on her, she'd just go down like this. I said, woman, take a step. And so I started shaking her sideways. I said, you're going to walk in the name of Jesus. Now, see, this is one of those take it by force deals. Is that the way you do that? Yeah, take it by force. Walk, woman, walk. And then I'd twist her a little bit like this, and she'd throw a foot out there, and then I'd twist her the other way and throw another foot out there. And first thing you know, we get in these little bitty tiny steps. little bitty tiny steps. By the time we got to the back door or the back wall back there, this woman was walking kind of like this, all by herself. And I told Cheryl, I said, she's got it. You got it. I said, you take her. And one of the young men behind me, he was an usher or something. He said, sir, I'll hold her on the other side and your wife hold her on the other side. I said, okay, no problem. And so they started up it was an old movie theater. So it had landings. And so I went back down to the front and I started praying for people. I'd only prayed for a couple. And all of a sudden I heard a ruckus like you'd never imagine. People were screaming. I said, I looked up and everybody was looking over toward the wall with their hands up screaming, go Jesus, go Jesus. I looked over there and that woman and Cheryl and that boy were running out the back door. We took it by force. Amen. Now, if we had just prayed for her and left her right there, that woman would have never walked. She would have never walked. You have to do something. Faith without works is dead. You got to believe God's word. Of course, what we do, we pray over God's word. First of all, you know, I tell people, every healing school, when you come down here to be prayed for, bring me a verse from God's word that'll guarantee you'll get healed. And you know, out of a healing school with 100 people in here, probably 5 will bring me a verse. The rest of them, they didn't hear it. You want to know why we don't get healed? We're not diligently pursuing God. We just want to come and get healed and go do our own thing again. We're not really seeking God. That's what you got to do. I mean, God knows your heart. If you're not seeking Him, chances of getting healed is very minor. God wants a personal relationship with this guy sitting right here in this chair. That's what He wants. He wants a personal relationship with this woman sitting right here, and this woman sitting right here, and this woman sitting right here. God wants a personal relationship with every one of us. That's what He wants, a personal relationship. But God does not want us to be sick. He wants us to be well. But God does not want us to sin. You know, most people, I was raised in a Baptist church, you know, and they always told me, well, you're just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. I might have been an unworthy sinner at one time, but when I got saved, I become a child of God, right? I'm no longer an unworthy sinner. I'm a child of the King. Aren't we, Rosemary?
Amen.
We are children of the King, and we're supposed to obey Him. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17-21, and let's see what it says. What this means is that those who become Christians become new persons. They are not the same anymore, for the old life is gone. New life has begun. All this newness of life is from God, who brought us back to Himself through what Christ did. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to Him. 19 and 20. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message He has given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors, and God is using us to speak to you. We urge you, as though Christ Himself were here pleading with you, be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right, or the righteousness of God, with Christ. So when you got saved, you're supposed to become a new creature, right? You're supposed to be a new creature, and that new creature is not supposed to sin no more. Is that right? So that's what we need to teach our people. That our goal is, as children of God in church today, is no sin, right? No sin. Somebody said, well, you know, you can't not sin. Well, I beg to differ with you. You know, I believe we can. I believe that God would never tell us to do something that we couldn't do. I believe that He absolutely give us the power to walk in holiness. If I didn't believe that, in fact, let's go from here. I want to take you to 1 John. Let's just start out with 1 John 1. Let's just go down through there a little ways, and let's see what God says. That's why when I ask people at nearly every healing school, I ask people, I said, now then, it says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much in James 5:16. If the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, then we need a righteous man. And so I asked the question, how many of you men in here are righteous? And I'll just ask ladies too. How many of you ladies and men know you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Okay. Everybody held up their head. You can pray the prayer of faith if you really meant that. You know, now God knows your heart, but if you really believe that, that's what he did for you, right? I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can pray the prayer of faith for people. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Is that what he said? That's what he says. So, the one who existed from the beginning is the one we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is Jesus Christ, the Word of life. This one who is life from God was shown to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and announce to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was shown to us. Verse 3 and 4. We're telling you about what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy will be complete. Every time somebody asks me, how do you get this great faith to pray for these people? I just have to say, I'm in the Word a lot. That's where I get it. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So if you want to develop great faith, get in God's Word 10, 15, 20 hours a week. I usually spend, I would say on Saturday and Sunday, just Saturday and Sunday, I will spend at least 10 or 15 hours on those 2 days studying God's Word. That's not counting the rest of the week. But I read and study the Word a lot. 5 and 6. This is the message he has given us to announce to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Your Test of Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.